Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Dow is up over 18 points now. Dave Dickey joins us with the opening markets in the pre-opening commodity market report. And when you call 244-9455, you're helping make this valuable and unique service possible. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Citigroup today reported its smallest quarterly loss since 2007. The bank posted a first-quarter loss to common shareholders of $966 million after massive loan losses and dividends to preferred stockholders. However, before paying those dividends, which were tied to the government's investment in Citigroup, the bank earned $1.6 billion. Citigroup has been the weakest of the large U.S. banks, posting quarterly losses since the fourth quarter of 2007. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now at 81.26, and it is up 1 point. The Nasdaq at 25, where is the Nasdaq? It's actually, I'm looking at a different piece right in here than the Nasdaq. Let me go ahead and click in that for you. Oh, the computer is not cooperating today. The S&P 500, however, at 863, and it's down 1.76.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
We'll get back to the pre-opening market report in just a few moments, but we do want to remind you that our agricultural service is here because listeners like you tell us that you need it and because you support it. Call right now at 217-244-9455. That's 217-BIG-WILL if you're out and about on your tractor doing some work in the fields. And with your $100 pledge, you can be assured that you will be supporting agricultural programming that you use and need each and every day of the year. Membership Director Rita Schulte is alongside me this morning. And Rita, we have not one, but I believe two challenges underway.
Yes, we do. We have the original challenge from Natural Gourmet at the Shops of Knollwood for $1,000 if we can hear from 75 callers. We've got about 2021 calls in on that pledge, and we really need you to help us out here by going to the phone, because there is also another challenge, which is specifically for ag supporters, AgriGold Hybrids, the Andersons, Bates Commodities, and Risk Management Commodities. They've gone together, and they have set up a challenge for 100 ag calls so far, or 100 ag calls this week by the end of this little pledge drive. And so far, we have heard from at least 9. We'd like to thank the Webbs. We'd also like to say thank you to Charles Huntley out there on Shelton Farms. Thanks also to Jim Allman, Todd Feller, and Don Timmerman, who made his pledge this morning.
Thank you.
The number to call is 217-244-9455, and get on board with this. Think about how many hours a week you use our stations. We estimate the average cost of each hour of programming here on WILL Radio is about $100, and that figure includes the cost of the individual shows plus a number of the behind-the-scenes expenses that are necessary to bring you programs on WILL AM. A large portion of that cost, about 36%, is paid by contributions from the Friends of WILL. And right now, a pledge of $100 will help support a whole hour of programming here on WILL.
Well, that's grand there, Rita. And you can point your browser, if you're listening online, to willpledge.org. That's willpledge.org to make your contribution. Many of our listeners are making their contribution to that $100 level that Todd Gleason and I and unlike. We think that's a worthy goal. More is better. Less is not a problem. Go to WILOPledge.org or call 217-244-9455. Right now, let's go to the weather office and get the weekend outlook from Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. I'll not only give you the weekend outlook, but I'll talk a little bit about the weather beyond this weekend.
Because
this is we have great conditions right now. Fields getting a little time to dry up. Temperatures are warming up, just what we needed. Unfortunately, that will change this weekend as we have a storm system that brought some very heavy rain to portions of Texas all the way in through western Kansas. Some areas in central and west central Texas picking up as much as 2.5 inches of rain. And that storm system, again, is off the beaten track. The jet stream not pulling it along very quickly, so it's going to hang around for a little while. And as it does, it will bring rain to the Midwest. Now, over the course of the next 5 to 7 days, there will be chances for some particularly heavy rain across East Texas and in through West Louisiana. Most of that coming in the next 36 hours, again, before that system starts to shift a little bit further to the east. And, again, we're looking at pockets of in excess of 4 inches of rain around the Houston area. And in through the Lake Charles, Louisiana area seem to be the bullseye for the heaviest rain over the next several days. But also the Ohio River Valley could see in excess of 1.5 to 2.5 inches of rain. Generally up in through northern Kentucky and across southern Ohio looks to be the area picking up the heaviest rain. Now, that's obviously not good for those who want to get out into the fields, but if you take a look at the overall conditions across Illinois and Indiana, it's the southern sections that are the driest right now. So that situation will not be as bad as if the heavier rain were focused to the north, where many rivers are at or near flood stage, and there are going to be some more increases in the flood situation along the Illinois River, Fox River, Kankakee River Valley, up and through northern Indiana and in through southern Wisconsin. We also have the flood situation across the Dakotas and western Minnesota. And there's a computer model indication that there's a pretty significant storm that could head up towards the northern plain states sometimes towards the end of next week. Now, as that system starts to develop, that is also going to bring much warmer conditions to the eastern half of the nation. So we'll keep our eye on that. Again, the warm is needed, but we need warm and dry for for an extended period of time so we can see more field work taking place across the Midwest. Our friends in South America, across Brazil, northern and central Brazil, look to be getting a fair bit of rain over the next week or so. Argentina situation looks good for rain potential into the weekend. Most of the precipitation relatively light and have not having much of a significant impact on harvest progress, and only a little relief from the moisture stress. But again, net drying will occur in Brazil, especially across the south. There will be the scattered showers that will come at pretty fair intervals across northern and central sections. And some parts of far southern Brazil may trend very dry for the second season corn, and some rain will be needed. Now, the second week of the two-week forecast does offer some needed moisture in the southern parts of the nation of Brazil to help relieve some of that moisture stress that would be noted at that time. But again, the outlook for Illinois and Indiana, we're looking for some showers moving in this weekend, sticking around to early next week, followed by several days of warmer and drier weather for the middle and second half of next week before that next storm system comes in. And again, there may be a little bit of field work that takes place during that dry stretch late next week. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 571.25, up 1.25 last trade unchanged. At the Board of Trade, May wheat 526.75, up 2, last trade up 1.25. December 587.5, up 1.25, last trade up 2.5. May corn 385.75 unchanged, last trade down 1.5. December 417, up 0.25, last trade down 1. May beans 1057.75, down 0.75, last trade up 9. November 9 9.41 and three quarters, down 1 1/4. Last trade up 9. May soybean meal 3.29, down 40. Last trade up 2.40. May soybean oil 36.80, up 5. Last trade up 32. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Folk that you talk to on a daily basis, what do they say about AM 580 agriculture?
Oh, I tell you what, I just think that everything I hear from people is how important it is to them, the loss of WGN and its ability to give them what they needed has been more than amply replaced by WILL Ag. I think the fact that you're available on the Internet and available to producers across the United States is just extremely important.
217-244-9455, the number to call right now with your pledge of financial support. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. Help us to meet that $1,000 business agricultural partner challenge. Let's get into the marketplace. Overnight, Jackie, on the lead option bean chart, we hit the objective. We hit January high. So now the question is, where do we go from here?
I knew that you were going to ask me that question. We're right up there against those strong resistance points. I think we do still have some ability to be able to take another leg higher yet. We'll be headed into option expiration next weekend, so I would expect if we're going to do it, we'll probably be doing it as we get into the week, the beginning of the week. $11 is a very strong psychological area, and I wouldn't be surprised to see May beans try and test that level. And then have a difficult time getting through it. The big thing I've been watching is the national cash, and it doesn't appear as if we're getting a tremendous amount of farmer sales. We're not seeing any widening of basis either in corn or in beans, and that just says to me that nobody's rushing to make a sale right now. So it certainly gives us opportunity to still see the market try to move higher to bring some of those old crop beans town.
July corn moving sideways essentially between, say, 415 and on the bottom side, which is what we were testing this week, around 390.5, right around the 50-day moving average. Are we going to continue to go doggedly sideways?
Well, I think so, as long as we continue to have strength in beans. For the moment, beans are certainly supporting both corn and wheat. And if we see a correction in beans, I wouldn't be surprised. My concern at this point in time is there's a head and shoulders building on the July corn. And if suddenly beans get weaker, we could complete the head and shoulders and be subject to perhaps even a 30-cent pullback in that market. As much as I don't think that that's realistic, you know it can happen. And so I guess my biggest concern is that will farmers suddenly, if we do start to see this pullback, start to flood the market with grain, thinking that any kind of rally is over. And, that's going to be the question that's going to be on everybody's mind, because that certainly could have a negative impact.
Meanwhile, on the outside markets, especially that equity market, the Dow, it's continued to march higher. Looks like the V bottom is close to being confirmed.
Well, it sure does. I mean, with the Dow above 81, that says to me that we certainly have that opportunity to go if we take this next step higher and challenge that 84 level, probably the 86 area is going to be right in line with where we want to go to.
So calls for today then?
Well, I'd have to say I think we're probably going to see corn be steady to down a couple, mostly on the idea that we're going to get some drier weather next by the end of next week or into next week. Beans up 8 to 10, wheat up 1 to 3. Cattle probably steady going into the cattle on feed report this afternoon, and hogs just basically steady to firm.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
Thank you.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Rita Schulte alongside. She was out looking for updates, and I wonder, do you have one?
Yes, we do. We've heard from 22 callers on our original challenge to hear from 75. That's a distance to go to meet the challenge from Natural Gourmet for 75 calls this morning. We have also got nine calls in on our challenge from our agribusiness Group, AgriGold, Anderson's Baits, and Risk Management Commodities. They went together and they are providing $1,000 if we can hear from 100 calls for agricultural programs this week. And what happens when you give people the information we need? I think we're in the information business.
Yes, we are.
Do, as you heard a little bit earlier, do it better now and partly. And it's not because we're the only. We actually do it really pretty well and make access available for you. When you have the information you need, you get you're able to make some important decisions. And the Agricultural Service provides timely market analysis and weather information for you to decide to plant or not to plant, what to do, when to bring in that wheat or when to bring in that that hay. The agricultural newsletter is there for you. And now we have an ag phone service, the Mobile Agricultural Portal. There are 30 Outlook panels a year that you where you can go and talk to some experts and share and network a little bit. And it's all because of the support of folks just like you who call in during pledge drives. So call now and support the station that brings you all this solid, dependable information that you actually can use throughout the year. It takes a minute. 217-244-9455 is the number to call or go to willpledge.org and make that contribution.
You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and online 24/7 at WILLAG.org.